Welcome back. Ron and Nene and the Car Doctor. You know, OBD2 has to be the hot button topic. We talk about it all the time here on the radio show, and it's one of the most common questions. What is it? How do I look at it? Why do I need an OBD2 scan tool? And what am I really looking for? How much money do I need to spend? Well, we've turned to one of the industry's experts, Jennifer Grabowski. She's product manager for the folks over at Bosch, and she's in charge of the Actron scan tool line, and we thought we would reach out to Jennifer today and have a conversation about OBD2, and she's here with us on the phone. Jennifer, welcome aboard.
Hi, thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me.
So, OBD2, you know, in language that, well, mom could understand. I've always related it to that. You know, if my mom can get it, anybody can get it. And that's not a knock on mom. She's 93 and she's still sharp as a tack. So, you know, what is OBD2 to my car? What does it mean?
Well, OBD is onboard diagnostics. It's basically a government standard that all vehicles 1996 and newer that are sold in the United States must meet the standards. And it's basically an emissions, anything related to the emissions, your check engine light would come on if it doesn't meet the standards.
So, you know, for someone out there driving a car that they're tooling along and the check engine light's on, that's an emissions issue. That's got nothing to do with vehicle maintenance.
That's correct. Yeah, it is an emission standard with the OBD2, and that specifically the check engine light coming on in the vehicle.
So Harry homeowner's driving his Buick, and the check engine light comes on. He's got a couple of choices. He's either going to look at it himself, or he's going to take it into his mechanic and let the mechanic look at it. And you know, if he's going to look at it, you know, if he wants to do it, what are some of the things he needs to be aware of? You know, how can he get into that OBD2 connector?
Well, there's several options. You know, there's really inexpensive tools for $40, $50. If you just want to read the code, get the information about the code itself and the vehicle, and turn off the light, say, versus you could spend several hundred dollars. Maybe you want to read live data. Maybe you want to read also ABS codes and definitions, or perhaps airbags. It depends on your level of information, knowledge, what else you might want to do with the vehicle, but there's from a basic tool all the way to several hundred dollars you can spend.
And the difference between OBD2 and, let's say, I buy a Tech 2, which is dealer-level scan tool, or a Ford dealer-level scan tool, or a Chrysler, the difference between a manufacturer-specific tool and OBD2 is what?
Well, for one thing, a lot of money, right? It's
right.
Like several thousand dollars to buy a Tech 2 or those products. But they have a lot of information available to them, from looking at your instrument cluster panel to turning on actuators and switches in the vehicle. A lot of information that might not be necessary for a DIYer. Depending on the level of information, again, that you know, you probably just need a $50, maybe $150 tool that can do a lot of great things with turning on, at least seeing the information about what is going on with the car, turning off the light, and again, reading live data. You can see your RPMs, your coolant temperature. You can see all those things with a basic code reader or scan tool. You don't need a several thousand dollar tool for most people. That is not a requirement, unless maybe you're fixing everybody car in the neighborhood or something like that.
Right.
You really don't need anything
right.
like that.
And, you know, in reality, OBD2, even for the professional repair shop, in this mechanic's opinion, and I think in yours, is the place to start, correct? Check engine light comes on. The first thing a repair shop should be doing is looking at OBD2, because that's where there's going to be quite a bit of information that the manufacturer may not necessarily have.
Yeah, I mean, usually that is what they do. When you first take in a car, if it has that check engine light on, or maybe even it doesn't, they might see what pending codes there are or what codes are coming up with the vehicle and what could be causing an issue with the vehicle when you're taking it in somewhere. So you can always again, check with an inexpensive tool or get a more expensive one with a little more extra bells and whistles, or perhaps like information on what's the most likely cause of the code. We have information called Code Connect that basically gives you kind of like the next step. It's the most prioritized, what is the most likely cause of that check engine light. Is it just a loose wire, maybe? Maybe you just loosen the gas cap and it's not tightened enough. It'll give you information to that extent about the code and about the vehicle.
So we know now, the listeners now know that, you know, OBD2 is really a form of communication mandated by the government for emissions and vehicle general state of health in that area. They know they've got to plug in. They decide after the show today, and Jennifer will be real happy, they're all going to run out and buy a scan tool. And one guy's got $50, the other guy's got 150, and another guy's got 300. Fair range?
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, there's different tools for different levels and different requirements of information that you want to get. If you just want a code, $40, $50 tool, you'd probably have to look up that tool code online, versus if you want the ABS, airbags, code connect information, likely fixes. It's a little more expensive for that kind of tool, as well as live data.
Well, you get what you pay for. And listen, fixing cars,
exactly.
Nobody ever said it was going to be cheap. So code connect. Let's talk about that. That seems to be the premier tool over at Actron. Is that correct?
Yes. We offer this information. It is included in the database of the tool on several of our more expensive tools. It also gives the likely cause. It has over 26 million fixes within the database itself, and it's adding on all the time. And it's basically from techs calling into a hotline and getting information about how to fix their vehicles, and they log all this data, and we make it available to the DIYer. It basically gives you the most likely cause of that check engine light. Again, is it to replace the O2 sensor? Maybe it's a wire that's usually loose on the vehicle, or perhaps it's, again, the gas cap that is causing that light to turn on.
Wow. Great, and that's available. So in other words, the $300 tool will have Code Connect in it. Code Connect is a database of repair information of known pattern failures and fixes to help that the person with that particular vehicle as they plug in and tell it. It's a 2006 Buick and so on.
That is correct. Yep, they would be included in anything of our over $200 tools, as well as we also offer a U-Scan product, it's called, and it works with your smartphone. If you don't want to have maybe you don't want to have the handheld tool, you want to have your smartphone, you get a little dongle or plug, if you will, that plugs into your vehicle. It pairs with your device, your iPhone or Google phone, and gives you the information that way. And it has you get one Code Connect vehicle free. And then if you like that information, you can, for a nominal fee, get additional Code Connect for all vehicles or one vehicle. So you can choose if you want to pay for that additional information, but the base unit itself is still under $100.
Wow.
So you could see it and then decide if you would want more.
A lot of technology for $100, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So where can the listeners get more information, Jennifer?
Actron.com. We have all kinds of information about our tools, our full line, from the basic code reader all the way up to our Code Connect ABS airbag tools.
Actron.com, and Actron is part of the Bosch family of diagnostics. And
that is correct.
You know, obviously, we all know who Bosch is, and we know what they represent and what they bring to the table to this industry. Jennifer, I want to thank you for taking the time today and helping enlighten everybody about OBD2, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon. You take good care.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks again.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.